Karen Bass declares homelessness emergency and first act as LA mayor. By Joel B. Polak on December 12, 2022. Newly inaugurated Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass declared a state of emergency on homelessness in her first major act in office on Monday morning, suspending rules that slow efforts to move people off the street. Speaking at the city's Emergency Operations Center, Bass issued a formal declaration and a statement. Today, as her first act in office, Mayor Karen Bass declared a state of emergency on homelessness and activated the city's Emergency Operations Center, EOC. The declaration recognizes the severity of Los Angeles crisis and breaks new ground to maximize the city's ability to urgently move people inside. My mandate is to move Los Angeles in a new direction, with an urgent and strategic approach to solving our city's toughest challenges and creating a brighter future for every Angeleno, said Mayor Bass. Today, on my first day in office, we hit the ground running, with a sea change in how the city tackles homelessness. The order immediately gives Mayor Bass the power to lift rules and regulations that slow or prevent the building of permanent and temporary housing for the unhoused, to expedite contracts that prioritize bringing unhoused Angelenos inside, and that allow the city to acquire rooms, properties and land for housing for Angelenos in need. Moving forward, Mayor Bass will issue executive directives to advance these critical reforms. Homelessness has risen dramatically in LA in recent years. The latest homeless count, released in September, showed that 69,144 people were homeless in LA County, of which 41,980 live within the city of Los Angeles. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.